Hey, Ty, what's going on?
It's me, man. What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm holding in there.
Very good. Very good. Same here.
Yeah. Oh, the crazy times we're living in, eh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's quite a wild time. Yeah. It's good if you like staying home.
Yeah.
Good if you're an introvert.
Well, that's just it. It's like, I saw a meme the other day that said, you know, when they call quarantine your regular lifestyle, all right. Okay.
Yeah, sort of looking around the monkey that looks around.
Yeah, that's the one's like, oh, I didn't know that that's what this was called.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man. Been listening to the new tune.
Right on. You like it? You think it's all right?
Digging it, man.
Okay, cool.
Funky. Like, you play a Rickenbacker, don't you?
Yeah.
I forgot
you're also a guitar nerd.
Yeah, just not as hardcore as some, but you know, I like.
That's the same with me. I'm not as crazy as some, but I'm pretty crazy. I'm told.
I can't tell you what every bit of wood they're made out of, but you know, I know my guitars.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love it. It's a great guitar. It's probably one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. They're sort of like a weird. Gonna put it. I don't know. They're not as common, I guess, is the word really to say. Like a lot of people don't have them, but
yeah.
You know, I always wanted one because I'm such a petty fan. You know, I just couldn't help myself. Always wanted one since I was younger, and I found one there and bought it and sort of set it up. And, you know, did very minimal tinkering to it, and it's like it's the best playing thing I've ever owned.
Yeah,
for sure. They're crazy. The quality's crazy, you know.
And not only that, they've got a unique sound. Like you said, it's like Tom Petty's signature sound comes from the Rickenbacker.
Yeah, very jangly, sort of. It's got a nice, it's got a really nice warm tone. Good for classic stuff, that's for sure. Yeah.
So your new tune, Spirit of the Street, tell me the story behind that song.
Where do I start here? I guess I wanted to sort of, you know, write a song, create a song, it definitely speaks to people who grew up in rural towns like myself.
Yeah.
So places where, you know, a lot of people, you know, from small towns made a lot of memories, and how those memories will sort of be connected to the streets and sidewalks of all those small towns sort of forever. So that's sort of where it started writing-wise, you know. Just growing up in a small town, the classic, like, you know, small town vibe, and how, you know, you can... If you're like me and you still live in your hometown, you know, all those memories and stuff, you know, over the years.
Yeah,
I'm driving to work. I'm driving anywhere. Like every street can tell a story about something, about myself or my friends or anything growing up. So anyway,
that's sort of
where it stemmed.
It's so true because you know when I go back home to Cape Breton and I drive through my town, it's like I remember all the walks I took on the street and the memories and the, you know, the crazy things we did back then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's all about, you know, where you had your first legal beer. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, way back in the woods and where you learned to hitchhike.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, campfires and.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, bonfires.
So, how's your 2020 been so far?
Well, I mean, given the circumstances.
Yeah.
Certainly it's been a bit of a bittersweet thing. I'm taking a lot of the time now to sit down and do some more recording in the studio. I've got a little home studio set up that, you know, I spend most of my time anyway, but this sort of gives me a little bit of a justification to stay hunkered down and be a hermit and record.
Yeah.
So that's sort of, aside from, you know, I had a lot of shows coming up. I had a single release party at the Schoolhouse Brewery down in Windsor, which is, you know, one of my favorite spots. Great people there.
And great beer.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Best around.
Yeah.
Best around. And, unfortunately, you know, like most things, they had to call it off. So yeah, I'm feeling it too, like most musicians are out there, you know, sort of just looking at the calendars and crossing things off, unfortunately. But
yeah,
you know, it's a bummer, but it is what it is, and it's you know, it's necessary. So.
And just think of all the live shows people are going to be hungry for when things get back to some sort of normal.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that's the case. And, well, I'm sure it will be. Everybody will be so ravenous to get out there and, you know, actually go out there and support live music. It'll be, you know, that's definitely what I'm hoping.
Yeah, it'll be great. So during this quarantine, have you picked up any new hobbies?
Ooh. Walking.
Walking.
Walking is probably one. Yeah. I've tried to, set aside time each day to definitely be active.
Yeah.
You know, as much as possible. That might be a normal thing for most people. For me, it wasn't.
There you go.
before the quarantine.
Maybe your new talent's going to be a competitive speed walker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm out there with the headband and the little 5-pound weights at each hand.
The high socks and everything.
Oh, yeah. There's
Ty, I got to know, where can fans get your music? I want to pass this along so that they can go check you out.
I guess you can go to my website, tydempseymusic.com.
Mm-hmm.
That'll take you everywhere. It's on every streaming platform. It's all over the place. Bandcamp, Spotify, Apple Music, all that good stuff. And hopefully I'll be releasing some more and keeping those mediums filled. So.
Awesome. Well, you know, you got lots of time to record some new music. Can't wait to hear new stuff. And certainly do appreciate your time today.
No problem, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.